We'll start off by ringing the bowl and doing three ohms.
And announcing what call we're doing?
Well, this is the call we're doing, yes. This is the free open call for the full moon ceremony. I thought everybody that was here knew what we were doing.
Well, just in case this people is true, listen
but there's
later.
Some people that are not here, they need to know. So this is an important call because March is going to be ushering in a lot of energies, as it does every year. And this year is no exception. So if you get a chance, read Melaresi's blog, and she'll tell you all about that.
Yes, why don't you?
Consciousness up to the 144th dimensional frequency of light, which is the frequency of oneness, where all dimensional realities come into wholeness. In order to facilitate this, we just count up, calling upon those higher energies. Feel yourself going up a golden staircase of light, a tube of light, an elevator. Anything that you can imagine that will be bringing those higher frequencies to you and you to them. 0, 1, 2, 3, just breathing deeply. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, just feeling all those energies coming within you, around you. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Just breathe deeply as we are standing in the entranceway of the Temple of Oneness at the 144th dimensional reality. See before us the three M's, Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma. As we breathe in, they will extend around us the platinum netting, which is a fine weave of platinum that comes around the full body system of the mental, emotional, physical, and etheric. As we breathe out, they strip it away, taking with it any lower vibrational frequencies that are interfering or blocking our consciousness from accessing this dimensional level. Acts as a divine dispensation. We then call upon Lady Portia, the Ray Chohan of the seventh flame, to bring us the violet purple. So picture that and feel that coming all the way in from your crown, swirling through all your chakras to the root, to transmute and work upon any elements within the mastery pathway that you desire to have removed or that your higher self is working upon with you, with your higher consciousness. We then blend that with the pink flame from Paul the Venetian of the third ray to bring about the active intelligence, the creative actualization of those energies within the physical, mental, emotional, and etheric bodies. Feel all those energies within you and around you as we call upon Lord Buddha, to bring us the Christ consciousness of the golden flame, to be fully around us as the soul star and earth star spin simultaneously in a clockwise manner. The Christ consciousness being the work of the new earth to create that dimensional reality of the fifth dimension upon the planet. So all those who walk upon her will assist in vibrating the energies at that frequency level, which must be done first by raising the consciousness of the full body system. Not just with the intentions, but with the right action and right behavior of that true purity of the Christ consciousness to be embodied within each individual. So we ask the soul star and earth star to spin in a clockwise manner, simultaneously around us, we call upon the spiritual hierarchy to place mirrors on the outside facets of the Merkaba body, which is created by this spinning. We also call upon Archangel Michael to bring us the ring pass knot of the blue flame to be around the entire structure. And calling upon all these energies for everyone who travels with us during this teaching, so that all our energies can be combined as one body of light, thus amplifying and strengthening the frequencies as they go out into Gaia and all inhabitants upon her. This is the full moon call for March, working with the karma energies. Ms. Milaresi will explain more about those frequencies. Thank you all for being with us. I am Reverend Aranatha Nara, and here is Reverend Milaresi.
Thanks very much. To start with, before we start up with the energies, this moon, which actually comes forward tomorrow at 1:05 Eastern, p.m., 10:05 a.m. Pacific. And it's within Virgo with Pisces. And Virgo represents the energy of putting everything in order in our daily lives. And the Pisces energy represents the flowingness of bringing in our spiritual selves. Master Tejwal will be coming through some of the teachings for the Festival of Pisces, which he has been working with us in the last 60 days. This energetic exchange represents the ability to regenerate ourselves, to redeem ourselves from our past deeds. So it's a very heavily involved a karmic moon that allows us to fully remove all karmic debts that have been in our way within our relationships and the way that we're living our life and our pathway, so that we can fully accept the next stage of our higher essence to fully come within our physical existence. We'll be working with the rays of the crystalline flame to resurrect the old energies, and then with the violet flame of transmuting and creating more of a ceremonial structure within our foundation. And then lastly, we call upon the energies of the inner devotion of the ruby red and the gold to really devote our pathway to our own spiritual self, allowing compassion and love to fully be within us, to help us through this phase of change that we're going through. Now this moon also, because of these aspects of Virgo and Pisces, brings forth a change in consciousness. And sometimes that change can come forth in a physical arena, but not always. It can be what I call shifting, when you just feel differently one day. When you are meditating or in your awake state, you just feel that there's a change coming into you. This is exactly what this moon is bringing to us. So Dishwal will explain a little bit more about that. But basically what is happening is there's a vortex of light coming in within this moon to create change within every individual upon the planet. So it's a very, very powerful moon that is coming in through this month to allow us to step into these changes and to assist the Earth through her process, and also prepare us for the Wesak energies that are upcoming from the Festival of the Christ, Festival of Wesak, and the Festival of Humanity through April, May, and June. So let's take some deep breaths. If you have any elements that you'd like to consider that you want to purge that come to your mind immediately, the other tool that is suggested is that you take time within the next 24 hours, write down what you need to remove, what is impeding your progress, so that the higher frequency of light can come within you, and do a little ceremony for yourself. Rip up your thoughts and your feelings and purge them. If you have access to fire energy, you can put them into a fireplace and purge them that way. And allow yourself to really actualize these energies by seeing it being manifested in front of you. I always like to do the purging with a fire for full moon energies, as I did it for many, many years when I did healing circles in my home. It really, really helps each individual to see those feelings, those elements that you've been holding on to fully be released from the fire. If you don't have access to fire energy, then you can rip up your papers and you can throw them, bury them in the ground. Or just allow yourself to see them being purged out of your system completely. Breathing deeply. Let's bring in the energies through the Antarkarana Bridge. We're going to call upon those specific rays. But first, let's just breathe in through our chakras, as the multitude of frequencies of light in many colors come down through our soul star into our crown, third eye, within the throat, spinning through the thymus gland, into the heart chakra, solar plexus, sacral, and root, and then down through the hips, the knees, the ankles, and the feet into the earth star. Allowing your higher self to fully be within you, integrating that energy through the seat of your soul, your thymus area, and expanding it outwards into all your fields, creating your Merkaba vehicle of light. Spinning from the earth star to the solar plexus, soul star to the heart center, the earth star up into the solar plexus as they intertwine within each other, colors within colors. Feel that beautiful vehicle of light that you are, a higher frequency. And for this healing session, we're going to travel to the etheric earth of the fifth dimensional earth. And within this fifth dimensional earth, it's very, very beautiful, very pristine, very calm. We find ourselves walking down from a hillside into a beautiful valley. There's a beautiful pool of crystalline water. It's like the size of a lake. And as we walk down this hillside, we see many other beautiful beings of light already gathering in this beautiful space. And we're going to sit in a circular fashion around the outside of the lake, as there are many seats. As we walk around the outside of the lake, start to feel the energies. We come in from an easterly direction, so it represents new beginnings. Calling upon the eagle. And it's illumination of our mental mind. And then we walk in a clockwise manner towards the south. And the south represents our emotional body, with a coyote, as he has a tendency to give us messages when we're being tricked. And bringing these energies of our emotional balance, inner child issues, laughter and fun. And then we continue the walk around the lake to the west. And in the west, it is our physical healing with a bear. And the bear is deep in his cave presently, receiving his visions for his future. Then we continue the walk again into the northern direction. This is our prayers in abundance with the buffalo. And now just continue the walk until you find a place where you want to sit, in any of the directions or in between the directions. Get a sense of where it is you need the most healing, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually. As we also call upon the angels, Archangel Uriel of the mental realm for the east, Archangel Gabriel for the south of the emotional realm, Archangel Raphael for the west of the physical realm, and Archangel Michael for the spiritual realm. Let's take a deep breath and settle yourself in. And take a moment to notice what the energies feel like for you in this space and any other souls that are there with you. Connecting, looking at the lake and the beautiful essence of the lake. In the middle of the lake is a beautiful fountain, and this is where the rays of God are going to be circling in. But it also represents the Great Spirit. In Native American traditions, the middle of the circle is always the essence of the Great Spirit. It's a crystalline lake. So there's many crystals and gemstones all within the lake you can see through the waters and around the edges. As we will first hear from Master Joshua as he will open up the energies. Greetings, my dearest initiates. I am Master Joshua at your service, and I'm so happy to be with you for this full moon experience, Festival of Pisces. Before we begin with the other festivities, I want to share some words about what these energies represent at this time and in this year. Change is inevitable in many levels, and it's important to move through those changes. And that is really the truest growth of an initiate, to be able to change and move in a different direction than they previously were experiencing, and how they do it. Do they do it with consideration? Do they do it with frustration? Do they do it with acceptance? And this is what is going to mark the experiences you're going to be having this month, by how you allow yourself to feel in the midst of the change. It's a very beautiful month because the intensity of the energies coming within the planet really will assist in helping each individual to understand themselves in a completely different manner than they did previously. And you may already be feeling these energies. Well, I think it's important that as initiates, as ascended masters, that we celebrate this time, as these energies always come in for each month cycle, as Pisces represents redeeming the qualities within yourself so that you can move into a new level of understanding from your soul's purpose, not from your lower self, but from the true essence that you are. But yet, what makes this even more powerful this year is that the energetic exchange coming into the planet is a vortex of light to assist each individual to be able to expand themselves in a farther manner than they have done previously. So yes, this will be very intensified this month. It will bring forth the changes that you are looking for. Make sure that your intentions are strong, allowing those thoughts and feelings that you want to heal within yourself in order to move through the new doorway of opportunity. We will do some accelerated work later within this call, but I wanted to explain exactly what this means. It means that the outer portion of your beingness is shifting and changing due to the inner portion of what you are accepting. And of course, this brings forth the ability to remove your karmic debts. So make a list within the next 24 hours about your relationships, about your interactions with others, about your lifestyle, your work habits, what you're doing for yourself, and how you can be better at it. There may be elements there that are impeding your progress, or there are karmic issues from your past timelines that keep getting in your way. Well, this is the time to remove them. This is the power to allow these energies to fully come integrated within you so that you can be better at what you are doing. So that you can have a synchronous way of existence instead of stepping into doorways that are not open. So this is the process that is happening presently within this month. I'm now going to step aside as the native energies will be coming forth to assist in this process. And then we will allow the frequencies of light through the rays of the crystalline, the violet, and the ruby red to assist in creating the transformation that you are desiring. Many blessings and love, and namaste. Take some moments of your breath, feeling the frequencies of light as we have many elders arriving within the circle that represent all life forms upon this planet. The truly honored Mother Earth and Father Sky and Grandmother Moon and Grandfather Sun. Allow yourself to feel the change as they impart their vibrational energies unto each of you.
Aho, greetings. We come to you with the energies of the native elders of all nations, all peoples. Our message for you today is rather simple, as it always is. In our ways of living and walking upon the earth, it was our tradition, still held by some today, to be part of the totality of that earth in all her displays. As we have often mentioned, this is not so anymore within your world, but you must find your way back to that place so that the elements that you find challenging, obstructing, no longer stop you from being in that fullness and oneness that we experienced to a much greater extent than you do. We know you try to convince yourselves that those ways, while they are beautiful and honorable, they were of a simpler time and they are no longer required. We want you to know that this is not so. They are even more required within your world where you are. In those traditions, we would often gather our children together. We would take them to the nearest pond or lake, for we always lived in close proximity to the waters. The element of water so represents the understanding of oneness, the understanding of being part of the whole, of not being a separate individual. And so as we ask each of the children to gather a rock and throw it into the water, each would observe the ripples that would go out. They do not stop. As the more children there were, the more ripples there were. All interacting, coming together. We explain to the children that this is how you are. You are not the rock, you are the ripple. The rock is seen as being separate, as something distinct from the water. And we would tell them that that is the illusion. That the essence of who they are is the water, and they have a relationship and a responsibility to all those other elements within that lake or that pond, for that is what Mother Earth really is. And so they must be respectful, honorable, diligent. They must be honest in their dealings. And they must make sure that their day is constructed in such a way as not to unduly impact every other element that they come upon, including the trees, the animals, the plants. For all was in oneness, as we looked above and saw the sky during the day, the stars during the night, knowing that we were all part of the whole. How often do you leave the silence of your room and go out into your day and feel that oneness? This is what we implore you to understand, that as you speak about your karmic ties, it is those ripples that collectively come together, interact with each other, so that if you do not remove the disharmony of your own free will and consciousness, it will come back to you. It is not anyone's custom to think of karma as the wonderful, beautiful things that happen. For upon Mother Earth, everyone focuses upon the cold, blistery winds that might be outside their door. In the natives, we practice the art of gratitude, of acknowledging the warmth of the tent, of the fire, that protects us from the cold and enables us to have our sustenance. But we do want you to know today that you are in control of those ripples that you are. They are not random. They never were. There is nothing random about Great Spirit. And as we each are children of the Great Spirit, there is nothing random about us. It is only that we have our own will, our own conscious creation. As we look to that struggle between the dark and the light, if we do not pay attention, we will not know which way to choose. So we ask you to pay attention to those ripples and to call upon Great Spirit to still the waters, to bring us a new beginning. Because at this time upon the earth, we no longer need or are required to carry those bonds from other lifetimes. Indeed, we are no longer carried of those from this lifetime. But we must make the determination within ourselves that that is true, and that that is so, and not to repeat the patterns of our past. This is always the way it has been for those who know. We are deeply honored and here, as always, to walk with you within this journey. Your way and our way are the same. That is also always the way it has been. Yet many have gotten lost. Allow this fire, this flame that you see within the lake now. Remember it as being your guidepost, so that you may find your way home once again. It is actually a joyous time to be upon your planet, to walk where you are walking, to see the things that you see, because you can bring so much change to them. Changes that have never been able to be accomplished before by those who walked before you, by those of us who speak to you now. Be proud of this time that you are in. Embrace who you are to see these things that you see, for you will make them into great wonders. That is our wish and desire for you to know this day. Motalian Owaya-san, we are one, brothers, sisters, aho.
Aho. Okay, take some deep breaths as we now connect with the full energies of No Eyes, who is our native teacher for each month. A great shaman woman who brings forth a lesson of these energies at this time. But first, she wants us to vibrate our frequencies. Think about those elements that you need to purge. Think about the thoughts, the feelings, everything that's impeding your progress right now. As these energies that we're experiencing push us deeply each day, each week, and each month into being more of what we truly are, go deep into your solar plexus. And allow yourself to feel the energies being ignited out of your system into the beautiful waters in front of you. Yeah. Aho! It is I, Nilwais, at your service. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and deep gratitude for being here in these moments with each of you souls. Oh, it is a beautiful time. It is a beautiful month. Deep within the core of whom you are, there is so much more that needs to be revealed. And this moon is the moon to assist, to bring forth that beautiful essence that you are in your soul's lives, to come into the creation within your awareness of the physical being that you are presently. Remember, you have arrived here to accept. Remember that you have arrived here to heal. Remember, you have arrived here to be the highest being that you could ever imagine. But yet, within that process, there are so many elements that are occurring that seem to do just the opposite. So we call upon the energies of this moon, of Virgo and Pisces coming together, to harness the balance that every one of you is searching for, to go into the depth of whom you are, to go into the core of whom you are. It becomes like a spiraling meditation of darkness, and to go into that darkness, to allow the light to come within you. But yet the darkness must be revealed. Just as what is happening upon the earth presently, the darkness must be revealed in order for the light to overcome it. Otherwise, it is just in secret, it is in hiding. And it truly does not reveal itself to those that turn their backs on it. Each of you present yourselves today in this beautiful circular meditation of light around this pool of water. Reflect within yourself what needs to come into the light. Reflect the judgments, the thoughts, the feelings, the actions, the inactions that causes you to be criticizing yourself for what you are not. We ask those elements to be purged and to put into this beautiful pool of crystalline flame, and allow that crystalline flame to help you to resurrect all that has been lost through the ages of time, through all of your journeys, to allow yourself to come to this moment to regenerate yourself. Oh, Great Spirit, we call upon your help within the Unified Whole Command, Divine Mother and Father God, all the directions, all the elements, all of the animals, all of the spirit keepers, all of the light beings, all that walk with each individual person to be fully imbued with the light that they are. Please help them, Great Spirit. Please help them to acknowledge their true light within themselves, and not the darkness that they feel or the habits they hold on to or the walk they do not take. Allow the fear to be gone. Allow it to be purged as it is no longer part of your reality. Allow it to be gone. be gone forever, be gone forever. Consciousness through your entire beingness into the pool of water, into the fire that represents the crystalline flame, to be purged, resurrect what needs to be changed within your world in these moments. Temple of light that you are, completely open and free of the crystalline flame as it reflects unto you of the true worth that you are. Be at peace with this reflection. You are now an open vessel, ready to receive your divine acceptance. My role as Noahs is to assist you on a shamanic level to truly make these changes. I honor the essence of Master Jezreel of bringing forth the flames within our circle as it has never been experienced in this manner in my consciousness through Melarese before. I see the changes within each of you. I see the purity and the light that you are and the depth that you are undergoing. Feel it deeply, my children. Feel it deeply, because the more that you allow to come within yourself, the more the planet will accept her role and all its inhabitants across the globe shall receive the light infractions that are necessary for each of them. I have looked forward to this day when change could be felt upon this earth. And I am honored to walk with you as Noahs. Aho, my dear fellow light beings. Aho. Ah, greetings, Matali Anakwe Addison. I am White Buffalo Calf Woman. I bring unto you blessings as you now sit within yourself of the clarity, allowing that purity of light, of the crystalline beingness that you are. I now ask of you, what is it that you ask of me? I ask you now to send to me all of your prayers. Let us bless this beautiful ceremonial essence of the circle and this beautiful crystalline pool of water as it represents a sacred ceremony and bringing forth that blessing of light. I hear your thoughts. I hear your prayers. Breathe deeply, my dearest ones. Breathe deeply before you send me the prayers. Feel it from your highest self. Bring that into yourself first, and now command the prayer to come to me as I allow the smoke to clear away from your essence unto the heavens above, into the face of oneness, into the creative essence that you are. Feel it deeply going away from you, as I bless each of you for the purity that you are. Dearest ones, blessings, blessings I now bestow upon you. I feel your beautiful prayers, and I now send them back unto you, feeling the smoke coming back around you, feeling the beautiful smoke of the pipe of peace. Feel the peace that you are. Bring this peace unto yourself. Allow it to be. Allow it to be fully. Into the full acceptance that you are. Your prayers must come from your heart. They must not come from your mind. I thank you for doing as I asked, because this blessing shall be the blessing of your month. And allow it to continue as I walk with you in each moment of our experiences. Aho, my dearest ones. Aho. Oh, breathe deeply as the essence of Master Tishwal now comes forward, bringing forth the frequency of light of the ascension pathway, full mastery within your existence. Blessings, my dearest one. It is I, Master Tishwal, once again. As we ignited the crystalline flame through no eyes, You allowed yourself to be purged, to regenerate, to resurrect all that does not fit your purpose. We now ignite the flame of the violet with the purple to transform the structure of your life. Any elements that do not fit the structure and the foundation will impede your progress. So allow us to have the highest quality of experience through this month by now infusing from the flame of this beautiful pool of crystalline water to come to you. As the flame ignites from its base, it spreads its energy outwards around the entire circle of light. Feel it coming into all parts of your being. Allow it to change the structure that you have walked upon. Because in each moment of change, we have to transform ourselves into a new state of being. If we want to fully remove the effects of the karmic debts of the present relationships, you must have clarity and purity of light. But then you have to restructure what you have been so that you can walk more easily and effortlessly. Otherwise, it can be like dragging your feet into the next doorway of light that you're trying to acknowledge within yourself. So we call upon the violet flame with Lady Portia, the Rachel hand, to bring forth her essence unto each of you into the pure acceptance that you are. Transform, transmute, allow yourself to feel the essence of the violet merged with the purple, as it is a higher frequency of light, to come unto you in all of your chakras with your breath, and allow it to go into your base structure all the way down into your earth star to change that essence, to make it more ceremonial, more magical, more movement of the flow. Allow the old elements that have been impeding your progress to fully go into the violet flame and to be in the purity of light that you are now becoming. Structure of your beingness from the core of your physical heart to the spiritual essence of all that you are to surface within you. We now call upon the energies of Lady Nada to bring in the ruby red and the gold, and totally devoting this moment to yourself, to your spiritual self, as you feel this flame igniting from the middle of the pool, the lake that is circling around you, but yet you feel your I Am presence coming in deeper and deeper and deeper into your being. Feel the love that you are. Feel the joy that you are. Feel the expression of your highest essence coming into your physical body, This is your existence. It merges with your lower self. It merges with your lower ego. As you become the higher ego and the higher mind, now you are allowing yourself to be redeemed from what you were previously. This is the festival of Pisces. Feel the Piscean essence coming within you and flowing deeply through all aspects of your beingness. You now become a changed being of light. Om. And every soul here within the ceremonial circle of elders, of galactics, of Telosians, inner earth beings, humans, souls that need healing, all levels of creation, allowing the full composition of the 144th dimension of the source of light that we are to come fully within this flame and extend to everyone as we become one within one, hands within hands as we touch each other. As our hands merge within each other, we feel the oneness. We feel the core of the great white spirit, as Noah shared with us. We feel all of these essences of the divine completion that we truly are. Allow yourself to now expand outwards with this energetic exchange, as we are now one. Oh, take a deep breath and allow it to go all the way down to your earth star. Your soul star and your earth star are completely in alignment. You are in alignment of whom you are. This is the best of the best. Allowing this essence being within you through this full moon cycle will take you into the new moon. And it will be in a much more pleasant, desirable effort of energetic exchange. Purging the old elements is essential. Otherwise, you're going to be experiencing changes that are going to be more difficult to handle. Anxieties, frustrations, healing that is needed within the physical body. Breathe into this essence that you are becoming now, because this is your true worth. This is whom you truly are. Master Tishwell Cole at your service. It's been my divine pleasure to assist you for the Festival of Pisces with these beautiful beings of light of the native elders and all the teachings that have come forth. My heart is linked to each of your hearts in love, in purity, and in light. We are one. It's now time for us to arise. Continue the walk clockwise one more time, completely around the circle, no matter where you are. Continue the process until you come back to the eastern direction. back up the hill from the eastern direction. We thank all the beautiful beings of light that have assisted us. We thank No Eyes, White Buffalo Catwoman, and Master Dishwal for bringing forth the messages and the vibrational changes, along with the Rachel hands that assisted with the rays of the crystalline, the ruby red, and the violet and the purple. And as always, we thank Saint Germain, as he is the Maha Chohan of the race that brings forth these essences as we work together as one. As we walk up the hill, you step across the hill and you find yourself, your Merkaba vehicle of light, just spinning in multi directions and slowly coming down into the physical plane, into your present location. Breathing deeply, coming into your physical body.
Let's bring those energies down fully within our consciousness and ground them into Gaia. 143, just breathing deeply. 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Just feel them going all the way through your root, spinning in a clockwise manner all the way down into the heart of the earth, crystalline structure at the center, connecting her with all these energies that you have created and brought forth by participating in such a ceremony. And feel those coming all the way back up as we bring those into the fifth dimensional frequency. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll do the 3 ohms to close off the energies. Unified Whole Offline. Many blessings, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Have a beautiful full moon experience.